Recording started.
Good morning.
All participant lines have been muted. Press #6 to unmute your line.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Inc. Sunday. Actually, I've got it wrong. It's our 10 at 10. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the expansion and the contraction. Always at this time, I like to share the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." And so, in this awareness, in this truth, in this alignment, as we breathe in, we know we are breathing in the breath of God, the life of God, the presence of God. So take a deep breath in. And truly expand the rib cage and lower the diaphragm. And as you breathe out, release every last drop. Inhale. Breathing in this breath, energizing, life-giving, restorative breath. Gently exhale. And as you take in your third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present in this space at this time. So as we consciously align ourselves in this moment with the presence, with the being that is life itself, that animates and permeates, that circulates in and through and as all things. I'd like to share with you this morning from Joyce Rupp's Fragments of Your Ancient Names, something by her Litany of the Sacred Hearts. And she writes, "Creation echoes your kinship of love. You call to us throughout the ages in jubilant song of the ancient psalmist, who has the hills singing exultantly. With one voice they joyfully acknowledge your resonance in the heart of nature. O desire of the everlasting hills, you dance too in the story of our lives, with the rhythm of your loving heartbeat. May we increase our receptivity of you." So in this moment, as we increase the receptivity of the divine presence that is right where we are, knowing that in every point and space and time, that presence is seeking expression in and through and as us. But at any given moment in time and space, that life force is seeking to express the fullness of its nature as us. So as we open our hearts and our minds to the increasing the receptivity of the divine, may we embrace it fully. But especially at this time of year, when things seem to pile on top, when there seems to be so much to do and so little time to do it all in, may we be open to the receptivity of the divine that is always and ever available. This is a time of year when we should be opening ourselves to welcoming the light re-emerging in this side of the hemisphere, but also we should be embracing the light that is seeking and always seeking to be born in us, the Christ within. May we be open to the receptivity that this special holiday season that we acknowledge at the 25th of December isn't a one-off thing that happens annually, but is a continuous thing that is happening within us. So as we are open to the receptivity of the divine presence that is right where we are, we know that everything that concerns us unfolds with ease and with grace. The life can only do for us what it can do through us. We are the vessels, the vehicles, the conduits through which life expresses according to our thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes. So always, we are cognizant to be conscious of what it means to be dwelling in the presence of the Almighty. To be mindful that we are living, moving, and having our being in that which is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. That according to our faith, our beliefs, our attitudes, it is done unto us. So as we know this truth, embrace and embody this truth, and live from this truth, may we realize, may we know, may we be open to the receptivity of the divine that is ever awaiting our recognition of it. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, opening our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your grace, to your love, to your presence that is ever available, unconditional and unceasingly acting out in our lives. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but it is your presence, your power, your life force that doeth the work. It permeates and pervades in and through all things, in and through all creation, in and through us. When we really know this truth, and as the teacher said, when you know the truth will set you free. We will be free to express from the fullness and the allness and the totality of who we are and whose we are. We will see that we are created in the image and likeness of the infinite and divine perfect life. And that we too are to be expressions of that divine perfect life, which is your life, which is love. We are here to be love, to share love, to express love, to experience love. We are here to act from a place of love. We are here to see with the eyes of love. We are here to listen with the heart of love. We are here to feel love. And in feeling love, we share the love, not just with friends and family, not just with those who we are acquainted with our neighborhood, but we extend that love to all mankind. We extend that love to all sentient beings on this planet. We extend that love to the planet itself. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we consciously come into this awareness, into this truth, into this alignment, and open our hearts and minds to being receptive of your presence that is right where we are. We know that you are continuously guiding, illuminating, and directing our paths. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So at this time, we hold in our hearts and our minds all the situations and conditions and crises that are happening at this time in this world. Whether it be in Syria or Yemen or Africa or India or anywhere, we know that divine love is healing all the different and separate components so that we may all know peace. For your infinite grace, for your endless loves, for your eternal blessing, we are ever grateful. And so it is. It cannot be otherwise. Amen. And so now, if you'd like to repeat quietly to yourself the prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me, the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so it is. Cannot be otherwise. Amen. My beloved, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Revving Sunday Soul Connection. And until we meet again, have a blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday. God bless.